A break from D.C. for some global political drama.
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. Italy's prime minister appears to be on track to survive a key confidence vote in the Senate there. A win would be a setback for the former prime minister, Silvio Berlusconi. Joining us live to talk about the potential economic impact of all this is Marketplace's European correspondent, Stephen Beard. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Mark.
So talk about how important this all is to the markets.
This is pretty critical. I mean, the Prime Minister, Enrico Letta, does look as if he's going to win, but he has said he'll resign if he loses, and that would mean another general election only 6 months or so after the last one, more uncertainty swirling around the Italian economy, the Eurozone's third largest economy, an economy that's still in recession and really needs stability.
Now, we've talked for a long time about all the difficulties of the Eurozone. Are they finished? Are they done? Are we getting better? What does this mean in the context of those Eurozone questions?
Well, Italy is critical. As I say, it's the Eurozone's third third biggest economy. It has the world's third biggest government debt, $2.5 trillion worth. Now, whatever happens, the European Central Bank has made it clear that it will do what it takes to defend the euro and its members, so it can bring its enormous money printing firepower to bear to help Italy. But there is a longer-term question about the sustainability of this currency union. As economist Simon Tilford points out, what the Eurozone needs to survive long-term is much closer integration and cooperation between the member states. These Italian shenanigans make that less likely.
It means that it's actually harder, much harder, for other European governments to share sovereignty with them, because they say, look, how can we integrate our political systems with the political system of this country? Look at it. That's what's most damaging about it.
However, I should add, Mark, that all the economists I've spoken to recently have said that the Eurozone debt crisis pales into insignificance compared with the story unfolding on your side of the pond.
We'll have more on that in a moment as well. Marketplace's Stephen Beard, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mark.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly lower in global trading in Europe as well as Japan. Yesterday on Wall Street, the S&P rose 0.8. The Dow rose 0.4 to finish at 15,191. President Obama meets today with execs from the world's biggest banks. On their minds, of course, the potential economic disaster if Congress fails to raise the debt ceiling. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports on how much sway Wall Street has these days.
Wall Street doesn't just want Congress to raise the debt ceiling.
Ideally, they would like to see Congress eliminate the debt ceiling so we don't continually have these situations where Congress threatens these showdowns.
Chris Krueger is Washington analyst for Guggenheim Securities. He says whether bankers can do much about it is another question. The shadow of the financial crisis still hangs over Washington, and Wall Street isn't exactly popular with either party. Karen Petru with Federal Financial Analytics says it won't be lobbying that gets a divided Congress to work together.
I think it's ultimately going to be the markets that I hope don't have to teach them a lesson, because it could be a very costly one to all the rest of us.
If the U.S. can't pay all of its bills, Petru predicts stock prices will drop sharply, interest rates will spike, and that could slow down economic growth. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
Millions are going online to the Obamacare health insurance exchanges that opened for business yesterday with some glitches. Right now, we want to look beyond that to when newly insured Americans try to actually see a primary care doctor. They're already in short supply and could be stretched further. As part of our ongoing series on the impact of the Affordable Care Act in one city, Camden, New Jersey, we're checking in with a primary care doc to hear what she's expecting in her own words.
Welcome to St. Luke's Catholic Medical Services at 511 State Street in Camden, New Jersey.
My name is Leslie Diambola. I am a medical director of St. Luke's Catholic Medical Services in Camden, New Jersey. I found a lot of need here in Camden. And it's no fault of the doctor before me. It's just the nature of the patients who might not take care of themselves because they have to choose if they don't have insurance, between eating and feeding their family and getting medicine. So very difficult choices. Plus the need for mental health services. Camping is difficult and it's dangerous. We had a lot of murders last year. Despite all the bad things you hear about Camden, a lot of good people live here. I have a lot of wonderful patients who love Camden, who are good people, who work hard.
Here are two of my patients, Susie and Elliot.
It's like family, and it's really the first time that I really started seeing a doctor.
Things will improve for my patients with the Affordable Care Act because it'll give them more accessibility to specialists. Charity Care pays for blood tests, x-rays, doesn't pay for the specialist. I see with all this expansion of the insurances and expansion of services at St. Luke's, I see us being open 5 days a week. That would mean we'd have to hire more staff to do that, to meet the need. And it's going to be difficult because we operate at a deficit already. We are very poor here, very, very poor. We'll see the effects when people are not clogging up the ER for minor issues, a cold, an earache. The goal in all this is to open the door so every person in this country has a primary care provider. And I say provider because there aren't enough physicians. So we're talking physician, nurse practitioner, physician assistant. And I'm hoping October 1st, what's going to happen October 1st, is going to help people like that. Help all people.
For more of our series, Diagnosis Camden, you can find that at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.